time for episode 7 of Patriot. I will comment while I watch, but it's not going to be the whole episode because it may just be like a half hour of silence. And who wants to not even watch that? Who wants to hear silence if you can even do such a thing? So anyway, this is season 1, episode 7. Hello, is Charlie there? And that is a reference to when John calls asking for the dog. So let us begin. The show is really good at just showing you something where it's like, wait, what is this? And then slowly letting you know what this is. So hence begins the story of the puppeteer. Very creative puppet show. Now, Hannah Mae Lee, who plays Numi, I just finished Stephen Conrad's show Perpetual Grace Limited, which was fantastic, and just like Patriot, criminally canceled. Because it needed at least another season, especially because the way it ended on a cliffhanger. But if you like Patriot, it has that Patriot vibe. Anyway, Hannah Mae Lee is in Perpetual Grace Limited as well. As you're drinking the sake, like it looks like there's nothing in there, and I understand they have to do it because they probably do take after take after take. It just annoys me when, like, I know that there's nothing in there. If there was something in there, they would probably have to use the bathroom a lot, especially if there's a lot of takes. It's not a bad product placement for Twizzler. And Terry O'Quinn was also in Perpetual Grace Limited. It's funny, watching Perpetual Grace Limited, the main character in that has definitely a John Lakeman vibe. And Lakeman always looks so tired. And the guy who plays Ichabod, he was in Perpetual Grace Limited as well. As was Kurtwood Smith, who plays Leslie. Michael Chernus, he was in Perpetual Grace Limited as well. And Antoine McKay plays Gregory Gordon. I believe he was in Perpetual Grace Limited as well. And those tips that the HR guy gave, they're okay. Oh, this is an incredibly sad song. They're okay somewhat to relieve stress in the moment, but the real stress reliever are fixing the systems that cause stress. So if it's something like work, having enough benefits, enough vacation time, proper health care, all of those things, a living wage, those can be incredibly long-term stress relievers as opposed to, let's do some yoga or pop some bubble wrap. Yeah, and this song, Charles Grodin, like very, very sad, about self-punishment, about huge amounts of guilt and remorse, and self-harm, and trying to punish himself because, he has to find some way to punish himself for the things that he's done. And this is a way for him to reach out to Alice. So he rides his bike, without a helmet, and through oncoming traffic, and through red lights and stop signs and railroad tracks, because he doesn't want to feel good. And there's a part of him who wants to feel pain, and there's a part of him that wants to die. And from his point of view, to just end the incredible stressful life that he has, because he's he is really trapped right now. I don't think he can get out of what he's trying, what the assignment was from his dad, from his country. So there's that. And at the same time, he doesn't want to do it. And at the same time, he has severe PTSD. So he's really, really trapped and, obviously caught between a rock and a hard place. Now here's Ed, and kind of a funny way in the script, him calling a dog, but it's really, the very serious part of him not being okay. And, one way to help, for John to help himself, provided he's willing to do it, is to really do intense therapy, like intense trauma therapy. But that's just not something he can do right now. And this is like where the slapstick comedy comes in. Somebody dies right when he's asking for a favor. Well, I shouldn't say slapstick comedy, but it's just,
Fuck, man.
how bad luck is written to the story. Would have been interesting to see, you know, if there was a season three, if how this played out, you know, with Tom,
of $170,000,
you know, and what he did behind the scenes. It's funny in the scripts, especially with Tom saying other people's names like all the time, and that'll you'll see that clearly when he has conversations with Leslie. And the same thing happened when the two actors were in Perpetual Grace Limited. They kept saying their characters' names over and over and over again, almost as like a callback to this show. And I wonder if just realistically if this could be done, even though John is non-commissioned, that a father, son, and brother would ever be involved in a mission like this.
I have no way of getting that money back.
Too much conflict of interest, it seems. It's a good product placement for Prell. Kind of sounds like Both Sides Now by Judy Collins, a little bit. Kind of nails the office culture. I get a job like this, just desks and suits and just the drab coloring. It's like, I think it would be cool if an office was just more like a house, just like, just a home feel. I guess that's why people can work from home, or hopefully can work from home. And just the soundscape of the phones ringing.
We're gonna work on that.
Like, I don't know how he functions with like barely any sleep and with the jobs that he has.
No.
It's also addressing, you know, we'll get you a discount to a gym, instead of addressing the underlying problems, which again, the human resource guy doesn't know John's story and underlying problems, but they're trying to fix some systemic issue with trying to give you a gym membership. And the real reasons or the more effective ways to prevent burnout would be to fix the system of what the job offers, as far as benefits, as far as the amount of hours, a living wage especially. Those are the ways to address burnout, as opposed to like, well, here's a gym membership. Not even a free gym membership, but at a discount, no less. And these are the positive affirmations, you know, to try to internalize what you're saying on the outside.
So just saying those words. Hey,
and it's not just saying those words, it's working on trying to believe them, which is tough. Like, a lot of work has to be put into it. And considering that's not, this isn't John's main priority, mission, it's part of the mission, but it's not something that's his priority, it's just a means to an end. So, along with all the other stress he's going through, it's those affirmations are having a hard time sinking in. Oh, these fucking commercials now. Oh my god. God damn it, Amazon. It's like, and like the way the commercial was, it just, oh my god, it's just like totally, oh my god, I tried to rewind and now I'm at another commercial again. Oh my god. Like, it totally disrupted the whole flow of the show. It's not like, you know, when I was a kid, something would fade out. And then just go to the next scene. It was just like, ugh. It seemed like the commercial just interrupted the show.
Leslie.
Anyway, what was I saying about positive affirmations? I forgot.
You missed some meetings.
So what the HR guy did was try to say, well, just repeat these after me. And, you know, how do you feel? Don't you feel better after saying that? And the guy's like, no, it's because he doesn't believe it. And one thing to work on to try and believe those positive affirmations is work on something called core beliefs. And core beliefs you can form through something called values, which is important to you, but it's first figuring out what is important to you in order to kind of morph them into core beliefs. So there's a lot of steps, but basically figuring out those values. Once you figure out those values, let's say it's family, career, being genuine, You know, so you take what's important to you and you form beliefs from them, and then you find evidence for those beliefs and evidence against those beliefs, and you start to process that, and you start to figure out what helps and what hurts. Again, it takes time, as opposed to just hearing an affirmation. I wish it was quick. I wish, you know, I can just say, hey, you know, I'm a strong and competent businessman, and then, you know, have someone believe that. You know, have someone say that and have someone believe it, but, you know, unfortunately it's not that simple. Again, I wish it was. John always looks in so much pain.
Marvelously wandering here and there.
And he's wandering because he doesn't want Steven to smell his hair.
Just fucking wandering around. Wander around.
I wandered around at 34. A lot of Clarence Boddicker in this scene.
Thank you, Gil.
From Kurt Woodsmith. Later this afternoon, you know, I thought it was after work. There's people drinking beer. Maybe they're not employees of the company. It's a big book.
Mouth to mouth, guy.
Don't actually. Oh, look at that slight grin on Kurt Woodsmith.
I'd like you to step on in. I don't want my mother-in-law to know. Not yet. I want to get the house in order first, but.
And that slight grin is getting slightly bigger. Really good acting by Kurt Woodsmith.
Okay. How about that? Let's get you out of divisional and into the whole ball of wax.
And now it's getting bigger.
Big show.
It's Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner. Just looks like a fighter with a cauliflower ear. Let me see. I imagine Andre Luiz Leite. I imagine he's an actual fighter. And then it's one of these coincidences that will, you know, bring these two characters together. I wonder if they would even allow him to work without the paperwork. Oh, just less sleep for John. Even more conflict and more pressure. It's a good score. Like, reminds me of, like, something out of Kill Bill or Kill Bill 2. Like some kind of like Western climax or something. So, all right, that is the end of episode 7. And on to episode 8. Oh, let's just groove out to this. This is like total 60s, like late 60s hippie, like freedom rock kind of music. Very upbeat. And at least according to the closed caption on Amazon, it said native voices. So I wonder if it's Native American. I imagine so. Still grooving. Still moving. And grooving. Oh. It reminds me of something. It sounds so familiar. I can't kind of place where what this sounds like. Still very good. I wish the soundtrack was expanded to include everything instead of just some select songs. Can't do without the wah now. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. And just leave some links. If you want to email me, it's mmampodcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at mmampodcast. And be sure to, I don't know, rate, like, subscribe, all of that good stuff. And most importantly, vote for the Democrats in every fucking election we have. All right, until next time, everybody. Bye.